Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 4th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So let's start with the number that stopped me in my tracks yesterday, $500 million. That's how much Costco generated in digital sales from personalized product recommendation carousels in a single quarter. Their CFO, Gary Millerchip, dropped that on the Q3 earnings call, along with a stat that those carousels convert at 3 times the rate of their standard digital experience. Following $470 million the quarter before, Costco has generated nearly $1 billion from personalization in just 6 months. And their website and app traffic was up 37%. This from a company that most people still think of as a warehouse with a hot dog stand. What I find most interesting isn't the headline number, it's how Costco is using personalization to solve a structural problem. Members who sign up online renew at lower rates than those who join in store. As digital membership grows, that puts pressure on Costco's most sacred metric. Their answer: targeted digital retention strategies that they say more than offset the problem. Personalization isn't just a product discovery tool for Costco. It's a business model defense. Every merchant listening should be thinking about personalization the same way, not as a feature, but as a strategic capability that touches the entire customer lifecycle. Now, let's contrast that with another retail story from yesterday that I think pairs perfectly. Macy's reported Q1 results showing overall comps up 3%, with net sales rising 1.8% to $4.7 billion. But here's the really telling detail. The 200 stores that received investment in customer service and merchandising improvements saw comps of 2.4%. Bloomingdale's comps rose 10.2%, its 7th straight quarter of gains. CEO Tony Spring said, quote, "When the product and the experience are differentiated and compelling, engagement and spend increase." Macy's Flower Show alone drew 800,000 visitors after expanding to Chicago this year. The takeaway is that curated, differentiated experiences drive traffic and conversion, whether that curation is algorithmic like Costco's carousels or experiential like Macy's events. Meanwhile, Ulta Beauty posted 11% net sales growth to $3.2 billion with comps up 5.3%. Prestige beauty was the engine, while mass beauty stayed flat. Fragrance was their strongest category with high-teen comp growth. Ulta is proof that consumers will spend on categories they love, even under financial pressure, if the brand gives them a compelling reason. On the flip side, Neiman Marcus's downtown Dallas flagship, 112-year-old store, is closing for good on September the 30th. Saks Global's bankruptcy is finally enabling a closure that city leaders had fought to prevent. It's a poignant symbol. The luxury department store that once defined personalized service is shutting its doors because the model couldn't evolve. Now let me shift to a developing story that every Shopify merchant needs to be aware of. Yesterday, Shopify experienced a significant outage that disrupted storefronts, checkouts, admin access, and retail POS systems. Search Engine Land reported that merchants were unable to manage their stores or process sales during the incident. While outages happen to every platform, this one is a reminder of the concentration risk inherent in SaaS commerce. If your entire business runs on a single platform and that platform goes down, you have zero ability to transact. It's worth asking yourself, do you have an outage playbook? Do your customer service channels know what to say? Is your inventory management decoupled enough that you don't lose data? These aren't theoretical questions anymore. Shifting to the search and advertising landscape, there were two pieces I want to highlight. First, Google is rolling out AI performance reports in Search Console, initially to UK website owners. This is significant because it gives publishers and merchants actual data on how their content performs within AI-generated responses. Alongside the performance data, Google is also providing controls that let you block your content from appearing in AI responses entirely. The fact that Google is offering this opt-out suggests they're aware of the tension between AI overviews consuming content and publishers needing traffic. For merchants, I'd recommend enabling the reporting to understand your AI visibility before making any decisions about opting out. Second, Search Engine Land published a piece on how the PPC skill set is fundamentally shifting from keyword management to system optimization. The argument is that with AI-driven Google Ads, the role of the PPC professional has moved from campaign execution, picking keywords, writing ads, setting bids, to signal design, conversion architecture, and system guidance. You're no longer telling Google what to do. You're shaping the environment so Google's AI makes better decisions. This has real implications for how you staff and structure your advertising team. The people who are great at keyword research and manual bid management may not be the same people who excel at designing conversion signals and guiding AI systems. In the Hoover ecosystem, there was a notable release. The Magento 2 Smile Elastic Suite compatibility module hit version 1.2.8, bringing first-time support for Magento 2.4.9 and Elastic Suite 2.12. If you're a Hoover merchant planning your Magento upgrade, this removes a key blocker. Let me tie it all together. Yesterday's theme was choosing your lane. Today's theme is making the investment. Costco invested in personalization and generated $500 million. Macy's invested in 200 stores and customers showed up. Ulta invested in prestige assortment and outperformed the market. The merchants who didn't invest, or invested in the wrong things, are the ones closing flagships and filing for bankruptcy. The playbook isn't complicated. Know your customer. Invest in the experience. Measure the results. Repeat. That's your ONTAP Daily for June 4th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.